The governor has never been known for his prowess as a public speaker, and he got off to a rocky start.
Madam Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Speaker, Madam Speaker, let me start over again here. Madam Lieutenant Governor, Mr. President, Madam Speaker,
but the governor recovered and was rewarded with bipartisan applause and standing ovations for most of his initiatives. He urged the legislature to go beyond the status quo.
This new General Assembly brings new dynamics, new expectations, and new opportunities to deliver positive results for Iowans.
Branstad painted a glowing picture of Iowa employment trends, and he touted the state's achievements in alternative energy. For the future, he called for a crackdown on drunk and distracted driving, unveiled a new plan to beef up computer instruction in Iowa schools, and promised a long-term sustainable water quality program. Republican House Majority Leader Chris Hagenow gave the speech good marks.
Always hearing from Governor Branstad and his passion for the state of Iowa. And that's always encouraging to see, and especially in this and what is most likely his last condition of the state address.
House Republicans say they appreciate the governor's vision to grow good jobs. But Democrats remained seated when the governor called for eliminating state funding for Planned Parenthood and revamping collective bargaining for state workers. And the governor's proposal to cut this year's state budget put nerves on edge.
The budget reductions I'm recommending for this fiscal year are difficult.
To address a revenue shortfall, the governor spares K-12 schools, health care, and property tax credits. But beyond that, the bigger an agency, the bigger the cuts. That leaves the Regent schools vulnerable.
So we've got real concerns about these major mid-year budget cuts that Governor Branstad is proposing.
That's Senate Democratic Minority Leader Rob Hogue. The governor recommends cutting $25 million from what's left of the Regent's budgets this year.
That's over $300 per student at our universities. We are not in a fiscal crisis. So let's find a better solution.
For next year, Regents would get less than they initially received this year. In a statement, Board of Regents President Bruce Rastetter said he understands the state's revenue constraints. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer says majority Republicans are reviewing the governor's plan.
We will try and be very respectful of the things that he would like us to not touch.
One of the governor's aides calls this year a rough period, but predicts better economic conditions in the next 2 years. Top Senate Democrat Rob Hogue says the economy is not performing the way the governor thinks it is, but he wasn't altogether negative.
Look, there are some things in there we will be able to work with Governor Branstad on,
including traffic safety and water quality. The governor wants to start with a water quality bill the House passed last year to spend nearly $500 million over time. Democrats say that plan raided money from other priorities and lacked accountability. On distracted driving, the governor wants stronger penalties if a driver hits a pedestrian or cyclist while texting. Senate Democrats would be tougher, letting cops pull you over for texting while driving. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.